Yeshaya Perek Aleph. Before we begin, as mentioned in the introduction, Yeshaya was considered the prophet of Nechama, consolation, as Yeshaya brought comfort, vision of greatness and grandeur to all that he went to. Also note, the format of Nach Daily will be a little different for Nevi'im Achronim to accommodate the lengthy, sometimes seemingly obscure prophecies that took place. Megillah Yadamar Aleph, the Nevi'im which were recorded, are the only ones we needed for future generations, as there were literally thousands of prophets during those times. Therefore, it is important as we try to glean daily lessons from the Navi that are relevant to our everyday lives. Throughout Sefer Yeshaya, we will be highlighting Psukim and Mefarshim while trying to capture the main messages and themes of each perek. On a personal note, it's amazing to learn the wondrous, sweet words of Yeshaya, as a person can sense and feel the meaning of many of the prophecies that surround Mashiach. We are truly living in amazing times. In Pasuk Aleph through Tes, Yeshaya opens with a negative prophecy chastising Yisrael for not knowing their owner. As the entire creation does the will of its master, an ox knows its owner, and a donkey knows the water trough where it gets its food from. As Yisrael was full of sin, Tzion and Yerushalayim was abandoned and left to rot. Pasuk Yad Aleph through Yad Zion, Yeshaya tells the leaders of Yehuda they are compared to stone and Gomorrah, as all their deeds are filled with emptiness and lack of sincerity and honesty to Hashem. As it says in Pasuk Yer Aleph, Lama li lozev chehem, Yomar Hashem. Hashem says, why do I need all your korbanos? Savati olos elim v'chelev mereim v'dam parim kvasim v'asudim lo chafatzti. I have many all sorts of korbanos and sacrifices, but I don't desire them. The Ramban in Parshas Kedoshim to you, it's possible for a person to keep all the mitzvahs of the Torah and still be considered a lowlife. The halacha in Shulchan Aruch brings, Tov ma'at bikavana, mehar beib li kavana. It's better to say a little bit of words with intent and sincerity than to say a lot of words without intent and without sincerity. As it brings our pasuk here in Yeshaya, as Hashem says, why do I need all your sacrifices? As we often get caught up in the externalities and superficialities of Judaism, and lose focus on the penimius, the internalities of what Hashem really wants for us. As Farm HaKadoshim explained, a person should serve Hashem with great simplicity, utter joy, and a deep sense of happiness. The Tanit of Eliyahu brings, as we mentioned in the introduction, Yeshaya served Hashem with greater simcha, happiness, more than any other prophet. Therefore, he merited to be called the comforter of Yisrael, who was constantly assuring the nation of their great future ahead, which is Mashiach. In Pasuk Yud Ches, it says, Yeshaya said to the people, L'chu na v'nivchacha, Yomar Hashem. Yeshaya said, come, let us go together. As Hashem says, Im yu chatoseichem kishonim kishel yalbinu, Im yadimu kisoyle kitzemer yiyu. If your sins are like scarlet, they will become like snow. If they are crimson red, they will become like wool. Yeshaya urged the entire nation to do tshuva. Rashi brings on that pasuk, Yeshaya was telling Yisrael, come, me and you together, let's do tshuva. Hashem is so great and big, bigger than you think. Therefore, Hashem could forgive you for not only the smallest of errors that you've done in your life, but even for the biggest of errors you have done in your life. The big ones, the ones you think Hashem can't forgive you for, Hashem is so big, He could forgive you for them also. In Pasuk Chaf Aleph through Chaf Dalet, Yeshaya relates, Yisrael has become corrupt, and therefore the nation has fallen. In Pasuk Chav Vav through Lamed Aleph, which is the end of the parak, Yeshaya offers a great vision of the future, as it says in Pasuk Chav Vav, Vashiva Shoftaya Kivrishona V'yotzaya Kivtechila. Hashem says, I will restore your judges and your advisors as they originally were. And Acharei Kein Yekaru Lecha Ir Tzedek Kirya Ne'emana. And afterwards, you, Yerushalayim, we call the city of righteousness and faith, Tzio B'mishpat Tepade V'shaveh B'tztaka. Zion will be redeemed with justice, and those who repent through tzedakah and righteousness. That's the end of the perek. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.